Welcome to Art and Espresso, talking business growth with Greg Beck. This is Greg Beck, Chief Growth Officer at Focal Point Advisory Services. So there have been two streams of thought coming together in my head based on what I've been reading, what I've been listening to lately, and it's around the concept of business creativity. Now, business creativity tends, as I've said before, to conjure up images of the brand people, black berets, Parliament cigarettes, talking about the aesthetic of a brand. But instead, what I'm talking about is when you simply need a creative solution to a problem where that solution isn't apparent. And I'll be brief about this one since this is my short form podcast. But I was reading a book about how the great artists, how they came up with their truly innovative ideas. And I don't mean innovative in an avant-garde standpoint. I mean innovative in the sense of they've truly changed the face of what we see around us. And what jumped off the page, or technically jumped into my ear since it was an audiobook, was that the great artist simply gave themselves highly structured and defined times to go play with something until they could figure out how they would incorporate it. So I'll use the example of any one of the great Renaissance artists. They would routinely show up in their studios. Sometimes it was late morning, early afternoon, depending on their lifestyle. But they would show up at pretty much the same time every single day, but they had no necessarily defined agenda. And that is what led to some of the most beautiful pieces of work ever. So let's fast forward that concept to a podcast I listened to where they were talking about the concept of business improvisation. And it was a play on the book Getting to Yes, and it's called Getting to Yes And. And what the author was talking about in this case, a gentleman named Bob Coolin, what he was saying was that when you don't allow an idea to be killed, but only built upon, meaning that person will say, yes, and we can do this as well, you get to a higher degree of creativity and innovative solutions than if you simply engaged in killing off these ideas early. So just some food for thought here on a Wednesday about if you think about yes, and if you think about setting up specific time, but no specific agenda within that time, it might lead to some pretty cool stuff. So that's it for this episode of Art and Espresso. If you found this content enjoyable and actionable, I would ask that you give us a follow on either iTunes or Spotify, and a 5-star review on iTunes is always appreciated. Until next time, cheers, everyone.